What's going on, everyone? Mike Myers here, back on the Video Galaxy podcast. And got a new, even newer background from the last time. Decided that I was done working from home. I'd kind of bounced around for a little while here. So setting up in a new office space in downtown Worcester, right on the square. I'm looking right now off screen at the courthouse. It's a beautiful, beautiful view. As you can see behind me, I'm really good at furnishing, and I decided I think I signed the lease at the beginning of October, and it's October 17th, and instead of moving furniture in, I've just been focused on getting work done. So I'm sitting, I do have my actual office chair, but then I'm sitting at like a card table with a monitor and a computer. So that's how we're rolling right now. Anyways, so I don't know. Anyways, this is the Video Galaxy podcast. This podcast is made for video producers, videographers, photographers, and really just focusing on doing business, being creative, but also the inside of things, how your heart is, how our hearts are, how our mental health is, how we're functioning, especially if you're doing this by yourself, day in and day out. It's a lot of, I think, can be a lot of anxiety-inducing turmoil, internal dialogue of what am I doing with my life? Why do I subject myself to this type of conversations? So, I like this podcast. This is my way of kind of talking to the community, but even if no one is listening, which I don't know if they are, it's cathartic for me to kind of just talk about this kind of stuff. So to back up a little bit, like I said, I signed the lease at the 1st of October, but, right on the 1st of October, I drove to Detroit to join another like videographer community, another podcast that I listen to called Studio Sherpas. Sorry, the podcast is called Grow Your Video Business. That's a great podcast. And the kind of community that Ryan Coral, who's the host of that podcast, has built is called Studio Sherpas. And so anyways, I've been part of this community for a long time. We talked, I was part of a mastermind class earlier this year. I'd gone down to Florida and met with like six guys, and like we just kind of stayed in the house and like hung out, and we kind of just talked through what our biggest, you know, thing is right now, like our biggest problem, or the, you know, and it can be a whole slew of things. Everybody's in a different season, in a different phase of business. So anyways, each year they have a, Ryan and this community have a, I guess for lack of a better term, a conference. It's a few days up in Detroit, and typically, I guess it's traditionally a little bigger than it was this year, but this year was just 12 guys. Not that it's just for guys, but there were only men there. And spent that time, you know, obviously you go to these things and number one, you're investing money and you're investing time. You're hoping that you get something out of it. I was confident that I would get something out of it, but I didn't really quite know what. As I mentioned in my last podcast, this is probably, has been the most challenging year as far as just continuous, consistent work where it's not a question of, you know, what's going to happen next type of thing. And that's just kind of been this year. And so I kind of went through that in the last episode of this podcast. And so I came into this event, you know, everyone, like I said, is in different phases and different seasons of their business. But you quickly realize, you know, Ryan, who is leading this group, has been doing this almost 20 years. You know, shared on his podcast recently that it's been a very similar year where it's just been like really slow and people aren't as eager to pull the trigger on things. Excuse me. And so those stories kind of started coming out, and it wasn't, but then there was other people who, one guy in particular who, went to the event last year and had a similar year, like where it was really slow. And then after he left this event, like almost immediately, booked like over $750,000 in sales. So his year, this year has been really good, like the best year he's ever had. So everybody's in different seasons, and you kind of start talking through with these guys, like, you know, business, and you talk and shop and everything like that. And day one was very like businessy, salesy, which was great. A lot of amazing takeaways, more than my brain could handle. I still haven't had a chance to go back and rewatch the videos and look at my notes as much as I'd like to. And then the second day, you know, kind of started off with a session. I think the morning started off with this session of the speaker was, I won't go into like exactly what he was talking about, but we did an exercise that was really vulnerable and really authentic, in the sense a few of us, myself included, got up and we were supposed to use the phrase, "If you really knew me, fill in the blank." And they would kind of start off a little surfacey, but you know, and you would kind of just go until he stopped you. So you would just kind of keep going a little deeper. "If you really knew me, you'd know that blank." It was a powerful exercise in the moment. And I guess throughout the week, a lot of conversations, yeah, they were talking shop and we're talking about our businesses and the work that we're doing and sales and those types of things. But a lot of conversations would always kind of revert back to like, "Oh, how many kids you have? Yeah, we do this. Isn't it great that we get to do this for our families? And oh yeah, you're struggling this year. That must be really hard for you as a father and a husband and, you know, maybe the sole income provider of your family. That must be really difficult. I'm sorry you're going through that." So conversations always kind of turned back towards that point. So it really became more, obviously, it is a community, and it's not just about like, "Oh, what cameras are you using? How many people do you usually have on a crew?" and those types of things. That's valuable stuff, but I think what a lot of us do, especially men, we tend to kind of push away. We just kind of work. We grind. One day we'll get to that, you know, if we just hit $1 million in sales or $5 million or $100 million or whatever that goal is, you know, then we'll be okay, now I can breathe type of thing. But it never really happens. And we kind of bottle everything up inside, and we isolate ourselves, and we live on an island. We work in an island. I work in an office by myself, at a desk by myself. I can at least have some sort of view that there is a world out there, but for the most part, I'm by myself. I'm making decisions for the company, for my future, for the family, by myself, making all of these decisions, and, you know, maybe sometimes bouncing ideas off of a couple of my friends that are in this industry, that live nearby, that are good friends of mine. But other than that, I'm by myself on an island by myself. And so a lot of amazing things happened. A lot of good conversations came out of that week. And I've just kind of been thinking through that week and kind of reflecting on if everyone were to use that phrase, if you really knew me, what we would learn about each other in those moments. We walk around, we have conversations all the time. How's business? Great. It's been a super busy year or whatever. And I think in this day and age, and as I go into the next year, kind of winding this, I mean, this year's picking up as far, like, funny enough, in this quarter, the fourth quarter, like as far as business and sales is concerned, but kind of now I'm thinking already, what is 2024 going to look like, goals, and how do I want to operate my life, I guess. And I just keep, I keep coming back to, like, if you really knew me, if I'm having conversations with people that I consider my friends, am I comfortable enough kind of, you know, reading the room, obviously, but, like, am I comfortable enough saying, like, this is what's going on, this is what's bothering me, you know, surround myself with other older guys who have been in the, not even necessarily video, but just have been in business for longer than me, some longer than I've been alive, and just saying, like, how would you approach this? How would you do this? And to not always live on that island of just trying to take on all of the mental and emotional stress that comes along with running a business or being a freelancer, whatever term you're using. Like, there's just a ton of weight that we carry around a lot. I think my point is, number one, to find a community, number one, in what you do, to the people that do what you do day in and day out that can relate on a real, real level, but also finding people outside of that who have been in business or have done this type of thing for a long time that you can lean on and say, I know you don't know anything about video, but that this should translate across lines of what would you do in this situation? How would you approach this situation? And so number one, I think it's finding a community. And once you've found that community, it's being vulnerable and authentic within that community. Because if you find your community and you're just kind of putting up a facade or a shield, you don't really want to tell, because you see, it's so easy, especially in those environments where I was in Detroit, like, there's 11 other guys. My presumption could be, man, these guys all have it figured out. They all have it together. They're all doing the number of sales that they want. They're all just killing it. They're crushing it right now. But I'm, like, just not. I could think like that and then just hold it up. But then once you kind of open up and say, man, this has been, if you really knew me, if you really knew what was going on, you would know that this. And then like, you know, 5 or 10 or 11 other people in the room would be like, yeah, I'm going through that exact same thing. And the same is with, you know, that more mentor, that older person of like, hey, I know you don't understand my industry necessarily, but this is what I'm struggling with. Have you ever felt like that as a business owner or whatever? Yeah, most likely they have. We're all very similar. Humans are. We all think we're just the one who struggles with this. We're the one that can't figure this out. We're the only one that can't quite do it or quite make it or can't quite kick the addiction or can't quite kick the habit. I don't know why we're so self-centered to believe that we're the only ones. There's 7 billion people on the planet. It's probably, odds are pretty high that there's other people who are very similar to you, especially when you start surrounding yourself with creatives and with videographers and photographers. The way that our brains think typically are all very similar, and the way that we handle situations are all pretty similar. We're not the same people, but we all have our unique personalities and everything like that. But when you look at the macro of like a lot of people do this for a living, a lot of people, you know, even from like a logistic, like a pragmatic sense of like, when you look at the main group of these people, a lot of people take the same path as far as like, okay, we're going to start with weddings. We're going to move into commercial. We're going to go this. It's like a sequence. Not everybody does that. I don't want to speak like that, but that's, so you kind of have to, even in that sense, like they have gone that route too. They've gone that road so they can relate. And even then on a deeper level, yeah. There have been, like, you're not the only one that has a low bank account, or you're not the only one that has had nearly, like I'm not speaking to myself, like legal problems with a client, like where you've had to talk lawsuits and things like that. Again, that's not me, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that has had that, and then they think, man, there's no one that, I can't lean on anyone. I don't know anybody to reach out to. But if you have a community, even if it's like 10 or 12 people, chances are there's going to be at least one person in that group that's like, oh man, like, well, I've never been like sued, or I've never had to sue anyone, but I can guide you to somebody that I know, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Like, the point is number one, find your community. And number two, when you found that community, be authentic and vulnerable. And even, I would encourage you, if you find that community and you want to use that, like, it's not my phrase, Mark Ostash, he was the speaker that prompted us with that, if you really knew me. So I'm not, but I'm sure, you know, just go ahead and use that, like, as kind of a, kind of to warm things up and really kind of like go deep pretty fast. As far as like, if you really knew me, man, you know, I'm really struggling with this. And I think there's deep change that happens not only amongst the community, you grow closer, you have more trust, but you also go deeper with yourself, and you dig deeper with yourself to figure out, number one, to reassure yourself that you're not the only one, and you don't go into a deep dark depression hole of like, oh, woe is me, I'm the only one. Number two, just like, I don't know what number two was, but anyways, that's ADHD brain. So I hope this is encouraging, and it's encouraging to me to just talk about it. And this podcast is, podcast doesn't always have to be about video stuff. It's just about like, we're all in this together. All in this together. We're all in the same boat. We're all trying to navigate the waters of entrepreneurship or business ownership, freelance, whatever. And we're not alone. We're not on an island. But we have to realize who's around us and who we can surround ourselves with to encourage us in those moments where you're like, I want to give up. I don't want to do this anymore. So that's all I got today. I hope this has been valuable to you. Yeah, feel free to reach out. You can text 330-600-8245 and we can connect and hopefully this has been helpful for you. And just maybe just like that extra bit of encouragement to like find your people. I'm here if you need a person to talk to. But good to find people anywhere and everywhere. Super good to find people close to you that you can go to in person. But however you're doing it, just find somebody. Find them, and then number two, be authentic and be vulnerable with them. So that's it for today's episode of the Video Galaxy Podcast. Until next time. I don't know, I was trying to do something like galaxy, like we're shooting a rocket ship. That was stupid. I'm going to keep it in though, because I did it. Peace.